ABC Radio Darwin. Mate Mark.
It was just some theories around colonialism. Obviously, the syndrome of being a colony that has a paternal father figure like the UK that settled Australia, that kind of, you know, the authority figure that the jovial Australian likes to butt heads against and be a little bit rebellious. So that's one of the theories. The other theory really is contempt for those authority figures, so that rebellious streak that often is involved with the Australian culture.
So what's umpire branding and why is it important?
The AFL has had an endemic problem with respect for umpires, so they wanted to change the perception the spectators and the players had towards umpires. So I've been through the system myself. I've actually been an AFL umpire, and I've also been a coach and a player, so I understand that the AFL have put a lot of energy into this and been quite smart in the way that they've operated it, and it's become part of the policy and part of the language that they use all the way through, from coaching their junior coaches to officials that all have to complete some sort of accreditation before they're allowed to be involved in the sport. And part of that accreditation is there's a lot of language about supporting the umpires, respecting the umpires, you know, having a belief in the umpires as being neutral.
ABC Radio Darwin.